Responding to the Lord, it is possible to quench the Holy Spirit, and some of you have gone that far that you have descended, you have gone into the valley, and now you have buried yourself and you are about to close the grave. This is a parliament, and anytime the president wants to meet, it is not crowd that gather. I'm telling you. The Bible said the glory of a king is in the multitude of crowds. But in the time where the king intends to discuss some matters that has to do with ordination, destiny, priesthood, it is only a selected few that can hear the summoning that will come into that assembly. You will need to repent of your lack of response, the way you have been doing. You are supposed to have gone beyond this level you are right now. Repentance is not for unbelievers. Repentance, when they say repentance in church, part of the first people that should repent are believers. There are a lot of subs in this atmosphere. We can, Apostle Esla is here, Apostle Beatrice is here. I know you call them apostles, but if you know, if we want to prophesy to everybody here, at least only Apostle Sly at least is enough. Or we'll just push Apostle Beatrice and he will dissect things for you that will make you excited. But the power to be able to execute some certain words that are proceeding from the throne of God, it will require that another face of the throne is opened unto you. It is the face of priesthood. That is why right before the throne of God is a burning lamps of fire. That is the light that illuminates the eyes of the priest. Everyone that must come or approach the throne to gain perspective and current definition in keeping to the progression of God for a land and for their life and even for their family must pass through that blazing fire. The Bible says, are there no ministry spirit? That's in Hebrews chapter 1. That are sent forth into all the earth. He did not say into the earth, into all the earth. Part of those ministry spirits are those blazing torches that are before the throne of God. I remember a time I was conversing with a lady and we were discussing scriptures. We spoke and spoke until those spirits were summoned into the room. And all of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changed. I know you, when you stay inside with a lady, after 5 hours, lust has hold you and it will pin you on the bed. We were there as we talked and conversed. All of a sudden, another atmosphere came and we began to receive definite. I had to start to call some certain people that this is the thing that is going on at this time. That is to let you know that you and your friend can talk and it won't pull spirit. But when some certain people begin to talk with the burning of that flame within them, all of a sudden some certain beings and creatures are attracted and they will begin to come into the assembly. We can be 3 and we will form a conclave. We can be 2 and we will just stand on the street and all of a sudden as we begin to discuss, certain angels will come and even the Lord will come to hearken unto the things that we are saying. He will come to listen. The Bible said that when believers sit together to speak in that conclave of gatherers, that the Lord himself will come to listen to their conversation. I was standing at the back and all of a sudden I started feeling tingling. It was like angels were ready to dance. But you see, if we don't bring you through this process, if we don't bring you through this point where you will repent, where you need to repent. I'm not talking of repenting from sin. You are the only one thinking of sin here. Haven't you read in the scripture? The Bible said that when believers fellowship together, that the blood of Jesus himself cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That is one of the least things that should be spoken of in the camp of believers, is sin. When you begin to go higher, some of the time, your doctrine becomes the sin. Those things you have held on to as a strong belief, this is how I am, this is who am I, and all of those garbage of nonsense, all of those things become sin in that realm. Some of the time when they begin to school you again, the Bible said that we have an unction from the Holy One. And this unction, it teaches us, it educates us, it brings us consistently the current definition and perspective of God. And at each time you fail to align to that perspective, you are falling into sin. The Bible says all have sinned and falling short of the glory. You always think is no. There's an energy level we want you to come into. That is why you see we are pushing it hard in the word and in prayer, because that is the apostolic culture. That is the tool required to break a land. Prayer will go a long way, but when it begins to come with the backing of revelation, it will begin to give you access into places in the spirit, because places in the spirit are shaped by certain kinds of revelation. When the Lord begins to bring unto you new revelation, it is because he has brought you into a new environment and they are giving you the pictures and the frames of that realm. That at some point, you don't need to be thinking about this thing. You need to be thinking about this. At some point, you need to give up some certain revelation so that you will be introduced into a new sitting in the spirit. There are new measures of the spirit, new garments, clothes floating in the atmosphere. But repentance is the key through which you will come into it. Have you not read in the scripture that until my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways? He says it's my people, but they are wicked. Part of the wickedness is that you know this is who you are supposed to be in God and you are not doing it. You know that you are supposed to be a singer, you are not developing anything. You know that you have this gift, you have seen this dream. In fact, the dreams God has given unto you that you are not doing anything about, it is wickedness. It is wickedness. It is sin. I know you think sin is only when maybe you do something bad, you insult somebody. It is evil and wicked. Wickedness coming out of your heart. When God has said he has called you and as an intercessor and you are not praying. It is a sin in this place if you are not praying. It is a sin in this place, in this environment, if you are not responding to the revelations of the Spirit. This is the season and the time where Jesus is unveiling himself to many. He's revealing himself to many. To some, he's coming by the word of the Lord. To some, he's coming through through sounds. Some is he's revealing himself by some certain presences that he is releasing over you. To some, he is bringing you. He's calling you. Come into the place of prayer. Come into the place of seeking. The groanings of the Spirit, that feeling of restlessness, I am tired of this life, it is the revelation of Jesus trying to appear to you. But every time you worry and sleep, and your life just ends at that point, you are expressing a high level of wickedness. It is not just when you kill. You may complain about the people killing. You may complain about the people. You yourself, do you know how many people will perish? How many people will not know God if you don't rise? They've told you about mysteries. They've told you about thrones, the realm of thrones. I'm telling you the truth. It will require discipline to unlock it. That is why this kind of place, you won't find. I used to tell people, if I have a church, some people cannot come. And you see, I've told God that he should bless me so much that I can refund money to some members. Like if you say, well, I've given you this money, I can count it and refund. I was telling someone today that so that if you you should go. We'll calculate all your offering. If it's through the mobile transfer, we'll calculate it and send it back to you. Because you see, the reason why you have descended into the grave, and right now you don't even have the power to pray. People are screaming and responding to God, but you cannot respond. It is because you have descended into the grave. To some, is the quest for money. I brought a new slogan to my friend that now you must decide to choose between dollar and your destiny. When I realized that everybody are giving their energy and time to seeking for money, seeking for revenue, I now realize that something else is missing. I now brought a new slogan to them that today, choose between dollar and destiny. I now decided that I will start to focus more energy in this area of destiny, because my destiny is enough to pull some certain kind of resources. You may not have it now. I remember a time the Lord told me a financial breakthrough will come. That this thing will come, but this is the sign. He gave me an unction. And I will wake up in the morning. I will feel the unction. If you meet me at that time, you are not having money. If I speak to you, somebody will come and give you money. And I will go back to my own account. I will be declaring that the realms of dollars are open. The realms of euros is open. They are coming forth. And we were in a group praying in a room. And for 1 year, that unction was just there lingering. At a point, I lost the unction. I came into a company and I lost that unction. And immediately I notice it. Your problem is just that you don't know when the present left. When I noticed that the thing lifted, I returned back, prayed, generated it until I bumped into that unction. I knew it is an anointing for finance. If it comes into this place, I can recognize it. It is an anointing, an unction for finance. It is within a place. Sometimes they may begin to teach you, give you business idea, give you some certain inspiration. All of those things are the teachings and the schoolings of the anointing, preparing you for a season of abundance. Because a heart capacity must be developed inside of you to be able to wield some certain level of power, financial power. And we won't leave the ministry of prayer and the word to go and pursue after that, which if we seek after the kingdom, we will have it. The mistake you are making, what brought you into the valley, is that you left what you should be pursuing and you returned back into the valley. What brought you to that point where you were depressed? Hi, Jesus. If you keep some of us in a room, I assure you, after 7 days, we will still be alive. My notepad will be filled. I will come out with a book. I won't come out with a sermon. It's a book. We will return back with a book. You don't know how to fellowship. You need to repent. Let your heart begin to respond to the presence of God. A time came and I realized that I came into a company of people that one of the things they just love the most is the display of power. And everybody would just want to. I love that very well. I love that very well. Yeah. I love it very well. If one of the things I want to be very powerful. Powerful in the spirit. It is an unction. The anointing of the gatherer. It puts you within a position where you are able to trap dimensions inside of you. That in the day they need a prophet, you can prophesy. In the day they need an apostle, you can be able to represent God. In the day they need an evangelist, I can evangelize. In the day they need a teacher, I can sit you down for the next 5 hours and we won't exhaust the revelations I will be speaking. It is not because I know anything. Some of you even read more than me. But some don't read, I know. But it is not because of the volumes of knowledge. It is just because some certain foundations were laid. And out of that stream, inspiration can continually flow. Can we stand? We would have spoken about the land. But the Spirit of God said to me that, because I saw a grave, I saw a crack in the spirit. And the Spirit of God says, you know, normally my mind would have told me that, is that scripture now? So the graves are opening up. But the Spirit of God said that he wants to first of all tear the veils, the graves, break the graves in the heart of people. Some of you died and died and died, and now you have buried yourself inside. You are just a walking tomb. You are just a tomb that is, you are just walking like a tomb. You are a tomb. You are housing a dead body, a dead destiny inside of you. You need to repent so that the glory of God which brought Jesus out of the grave will come and shine upon you. He said, awake, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ will give thee light. Can you pray? And just say, Lord, we turn our hearts to you. You don't know the level of power in these things I'm saying. Until you respond and now realize that what you are expecting to see around your environment reside inside of you. No wonder John will cry, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. That is what I've come to tell you today. This is the foundation for accessing anything. That is why we have come as an apostolic voice to redefine foundations. Say, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. Oh, me, oh, oh, febo, me, oh, ton sola tori tewa. Oh, me, oh. O mi yo, mo fe bo mi yo, ton sola tori tewa. Repent, repent. Again, I say repent. O roba kabata brata kaba subrata kabara tusketia. I can lead you into the court. I can lead you into the. I know the way. Repent. That is what I'm bringing you into. We are opening courtrooms in the spirit so that you can come in. Repent. So that which is laid up for your household, laid up for your family, can be released. We can prophesy, but the Lord intend that you repent so that the grave can be broken. Oh grave, where is thy sting? Oh death, where is thy victory? He says, it shall come to pass where corruption will be swallowed up by incorruption. Mortality will put on immortality. Hi. Hey. Some of you will return back and you will become immune to some certain kind of sickness. For more than 6 years, I'm not taking drugs. I'm not even planning to. The guys that stay with me know you don't keep drugs in my room. If I see it, I will throw it away. In case you brought drugs one time and kept it and you did not see it, I was the one that threw it away. You need to drink another water tonight. You have drank so much from the waters of Babylon. When will you decide to change your taste? When will you decide to drink of a new wine? Anybody that drank of that old wine, the Babylonian wine, will say that, Kai, that I've tasted of this one. I don't want to drink another one. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone. You need to repent. You have wronged the Lord so much. I perceive the presence of the Lord here. I perceive the Lord distributing garments. That's the angel of the Lord. Yes, the breaker has gone up before us. The Lord on the head of us as the breaker. Even the nations are responding. The nations are responding. Yes, even over the United States, they are watching. Your land is quaking. Because the Spirit of God says He will shake the land and it will be shaken. Abuja, He will shake your land and you will be shaken. Yes, the flood has not come into your city to shake you. It has also come to shake the foundations of the land so that a new bed, the signs of creation can now be heard. I'm speaking to my people there in Jamaica. I'm speaking to them. Come on, repent. Be sincere. The power of God will be unlocked in you if you follow this. This is the time where the Lord is passing through the land. He's passing. He's moving through the land. I just saw a garment taken off from someone. Let this lady stand up. Don't sit. Stand. Scrolls are floating. They are unlocked. They are floating. I perceive angels floating with scrolls. Wow. It is a scroll of territories and regions. There are some certain people we have eaten their books. Some things you will do, you will have to come and meet us. Not because of anything, but because we ate your book. I remember when we would be in Zaria and we would be prophesying over Abuja. In one room, that no record, nobody, we can't find the tape. And all of the regions we have prayed for, that we intentionally prayed for, they were the places the Lord was sending us to. Times in the spirit have passed through Akwanga. Visited Lafia. I knew some. The first time I saw Iskus, I told him, it's as though I've seen, I know this face in the spirit. Like, have I seen you here? That was the first time. I don't know if you can remember. But I know I can. The day I saw it, I was like, I know this face. It is the fellowship of the church in heaven. The gathering, the assembly of gatherers. It is the assembly of the firstborn sons of God. Let your heart begin to respond to God today. Tell the Lord, I will not sleep. I will not sleep over that word. I will travail. I will wrestle until it is bated. Oh, Repent, the kingdom of heaven has come. I know you like fire, but repent so that fire can be sustained. Why you entered the grave was because of sin, iniquity, transgression. You violated this, despised this. They were prophesying to you. You just folded your hand. You were looking at the prophet. What is this guy even saying? That day you never knew that you grieved the spirit. They came to give you a word. That day you were depressed. Of all day, it was the day of your visitation, you were depressed. And the guy was speaking to you and you just frowned your face at him. And you emptied him of the flow. He couldn't speak anymore. You need to repent tonight. You will say to yourself, is it not just a child? Repent. I know where I'm coming from. I know. Don't grieve the Spirit of God. Repent, pray. Ratata basu brata kabara tusketilia. Usala brata kabasu brata kabala da brata kabosataya. This is what will cause the land to quake. Because all of a sudden we are changing our mindset. All of a sudden we are turning our heart. All of a sudden our heart is turning away from the corruption of this world. Hi. There's nothing on this earth that you should not be able to do without it. If you realize that there is something you cannot do without, you need to repent today. You need to repent. The reason I can give is not because I love giving. I know one time some people say you are a cheerful giver. I'm not a cheerful giver. It's just because I know I can live, I can survive without it. I know. You, because of no money in your pocket, you can't pray. You are crying to God for money. Because there's no food, you cannot pray. Just repent so that you will be strengthened by the Lord. Hey! Hey! I can't sing the songs I'm hearing in my heart. They are vibrations of spirit. They are vibrations of revelations. Revelations carry a sound. They float in a sound. Yes, those angels are putting garments on people. They are putting that. Come on, stand and repent before the Lord.
Don't say, Lord, I repent and I turn. I turn to you.
And he is saying that if you do this, he's going to turn your compass back to the true north. The Spirit of God is saying over the people in this land, over the intercessors, because I perceive them that are trying to hold for the gate. And at this time, you are becoming weary. You are realizing that you are losing strength to push. You are losing the body. He's visiting your land and he's renewing your strength. You are the warriors of the Lord. He is renewing your strength. Thank you, Father. That strong angel just came. That strong angel, he just came. I'm feeling like Kai. Oh my God. Pray in tongues for some minutes. and receive strength. There's a distribution of strength from this strong angel. A visitor from that Maraba region came. He came to us in Nyanya. He came and met us in that room where we were praying in Nyanya. And he came and handed a scroll, and he's saying to you that over your city, over your land, there shall be no more delay. There are words, prophecies that have delayed. And in fact, as we pressed further, we started realizing that there were developments that were coming forth in previous time that stopped. The Lord says that it is because of a veil that covered and a scroll that was not unlocked further. But now there will be a further unlocking of that scroll, and you will start to see. What I want to say, another word was put in my mouth. It is the word of the Lord that you will begin to see the rise of technocrats, the rise of craftsmen after the order of Bezalel. And he says you will be able to shape cities. You will be able to shape cities. You will be able to shape cities and redefine stuffs over your land. This angel came with this scroll, and I can perceive him right now thundering onto the throne. He's thundering to the heavens, and he's speaking that there shall be no more delay. No longer. There shall be no more delay. Worry not. Even if the world has lingered for a long time, it doesn't matter if it's 10 years. We have come to shake. He says he will shake. That was what the angel said. Early this morning when I woke up, I just tilted and tilted and entered their gathering again. And it says that, come, don't remember, don't let nothing make you feel you are small. I don't know why they keep telling me that word. Even when we're coming to Akwanga, they came and said, let nothing make you feel you are small. And I was in that room, and a boldness just entered my spirit. We can be in a room, they will come, we will talk, go. And you will be there. You are the only one walking in the flesh. Come out of the grave. Come out. Come out. Come out. He came and said that you will shake it. You will shake it, and it will be shaking. It is because he did not just come alone. A troops, they've been entering. They were just entering the city. It is a throne of government. Watch out for your land. The heightened level of trafficking physically in that place you call Maraba, it is because there's a heightened level of angelic trafficking there. Carry out priesthood there, and you will see the land shift. You are the one that said it is Nasarawa State. When we looked at some map, we now saw Zone 3, Abuja. I see them pushing lines. They are pushing lines. They are pushing things that demarcate boundaries. They are pushing it forward. It is the company of thunders. It is the company of barracks. These are the people that will rise. You will be able to decode the speakings of lightning. When the thunder of God rattles from inside of you, you will be able to give interpretation to it. Come on, press in some more. Go in, go in. Something is erupting, something very sharp. A sharp seeing eye. It is coming out of your spirit like a sword. It will be able to cut. And Bosse, to you, Bosse, can you hear me? To you, the Spirit of God is saying, I don't know if you can hear me, Grace. Yes. Bosse, Auntie Bosse. Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, just stay there. The Spirit of God is saying to you that no more, that nothing that the enemy will plan that you will not see. There's no plan. It is a kind of a sight that the Lord will give you in this season, that there will be nothing the enemy will do that you will not see. And even the wisdom to be able to divert it will be given unto you. That wisdom will be backed up by the power of God, because it will be a wisdom that will proceed. It will come from the throne. And anything coming out of the throne, it has a governmental backing. Like, you will just know that this is it, and this is it, and this is what you should do. And all of a sudden, there will be a diversion. I see, like, the spirit of Deborah. The spirit of Deborah. The palm tree of Deborah. The oil of Deborah. The wisdom to be able to connect dots in the spirit, in the realm of the stars. Connect lines, the invisible lines that connect stars together. The wisdom to be able to align them, create a puzzle and a pathway through which a divine intervention and interruption will be able to come. That as you connect these dots and pull these together, pull that star and align it to this point, all of a sudden you will now realize another voltage of light will begin to come. Says the reason why there is no more flow of revelation for some of you that are experiencing that, it is because a cloud of darkness, witchcraft covering has been created over the territory. But we have come to push it back. Yes, we have come. They did not come to us. We are going to them. I had a dream. I was telling you, we went into the witchcraft. Because it was not my, I entered, yes. We are leaving the remnants for you so that you will partake. You will be, just as Jesus left some things, so that as we come and walk side by side with him, we can become partakers of that glory. We partook of the sufferings. So we are leaving the residue so that you too can also have a share in the throne. It is a chain of angelic beasts. It is a chain of angelic beasts. Thank you, Jesus. We just triggered something. It is bigger than what you have ever seen before. It is bigger and heavier and weightier. If you go back with this, if you return back with this, you will become a gate woman. The serpent will come, you will not run, you will hold the serpent and devour it. When the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles, part of the dimension that will be unlocked inside of you is the dimension that devours serpent. Because when eagles behold serpent, they will pick them up and devour them. I've killed many of them. Many kind of beasts. I searched on Google. I couldn't find that. I don't even know the name for those. They look like things I don't know. But I devoured, killed. That same kind of spirit that is bounding some people in lust. There came a time, and the Lord was teaching me how to excel in strength over them. When they tried to hold me in a season, in the spirit, I'm not talking, we came into their terrain, and all of a sudden, just by a look, I saw myself levitating from the ground, and I was moving before those girls dressed. They were dressed in golden apparel. I saw myself moving towards them, and my feet was not on the ground. I only know that angels, when they come, they don't put their feet on the floor, they levitate on the air. But this one, they put me into that angelic realm. And as we were moving, all of a sudden, I felt a rattling inside of my spirit. And as I screamed, their influence broke. And all of them, they looked at me. What I'm describing, that was what they did. They looked at me like, who is this one? And all of them just, they ran away. That, who is this person? A stranger, a person that is, he said, when they look upon you, they will say, this man and that man was born in her. Where is your birthplace? You say it is Nasarawa, it is Lafia, it is Abuja. Maybe me, I may say it is Zaria inside of my father's room. That is not your. When they look upon you, they will be checking which city, which emblem do you bear upon you? What is the unction, the anointing that is upon your life? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, the authorization for him to be able to function upon the earth and upon the realm of the spirit. It was an anointing. That is what I call the anointing of the gatherer. You can function with a measure of the anointing and only do ministry, operate upon the face of the earth. But the anointing that grants you an advantage in the realm of the spirit to be able to pull resources together with the host of heaven, partner with angels, partner with angelic beings, and with the word of the Lord that come embodied in a person. It is the emblem, the unction of the gatherer. You need to turn aside like Moses and see that bush that is burning, but it's not consumed. Thank you, Jesus. Let's break camp here. Return back with this sound and be drinking. Just be drinking and drinking. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just have your seat? We spoke from the sea of glass, and we addressed you, and we addressed your household, and we addressed your family, we addressed your land. The operation of the sea of glass is a dimension that sees into the multi-dimension of God. The multiple dimension, multiple streams converge in that one stream. And when you stand upon it, at some time you become an apostle, at some time you become a prophet. At some time, when there is a need for you to be able to see deep into the revelations of redemption, a hindsight opens for you behind, and all of a sudden you will begin to see. No wonder the nature of the beasts that are around the throne of God is that they have eyes all around them. They convert dimension and world inside of them. A time came, the Holy Spirit was telling me about the throne. Let's break camp. Thank you, Jesus. I perceive an angel living that will be leaving you. He will go back with some of you. Participate with him and be empowered. You are stronger than what you think. You are stronger. If we push through, you will realize you can stay at 12. Because a strong angel has come into this place. Stay with him. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my man, I'm not used to the microphone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I really appreciate you all for participating in this parliament, in this governmental meeting. We may be small, but God is in our front and our back, and he's everywhere. You may say we are small. It's fine. You may say we are your brother. It is fine. Long time ago, I stopped seeing my brothers as my brothers. It has been long. I'm looking for families in the spirit. I know you will say there is a need for a physical family. It's good. It's very important. If you will be able to pull them into the ordination and the ordinances of God that governs that terrain. I really want to appreciate Apostle Esla for making our time to be here. Can we appreciate him? Thank you so much, sir, for that dose that are apostolic and prophetic dose that you supplied into the atmosphere. You know, he's an apostolic prophet or a prophetic apostle. So you could see that the tangibility of the streams of the apostolic and the prophetic, the ability to be able to establish foundations and to be able to open up gates in the realm of the spirit, you could see that tangible in the atmosphere. By tomorrow, we will push through and you will break out. You yourself, you will push and push and push. Then when you break out, you will know you will enter into a spirit life. I want you to come to the... In fact, start with sickness first. Become immune to some certain kind of sicknesses. Thank you so much, sir, for that powerful dose and that shaking and push you brought into this, into the atmosphere. Thank you so much, sir. Can we appreciate him again? It took a lot to be here. And also, I know we were saying Pastor Abraham, but if you look deeper, you know that there's an apostolic furnace that is forging on the inside. That as the pastor, because you called him a pastor, the pastoral came forth, but you could see an apostolic furnace burning on the inside, and he's also dressed in a color similar to that. Come on, can you celebrate him? And also, Apostle Petrus, it took a lot for him to be here. When you talk about the help of God, you know, I was crying, Baba, we cry. When you talk about the help of God, there are certain people that have a covenant with that. They have a covenant with that realm. Their ministry is an image, a mirror image of a people that God has covenanted himself that it doesn't matter how long, he's going to help them. And it will make them a proof of the help of God. Can we celebrate him? He's the pioneer of Ebenezer, the altar of glory. Hallelujah. And right beside him is Apostle Lazarus. Can we celebrate him by my left of his right? Hallelujah. And also by my right of his left is Apostle El Shaddai. You know, they are the ones in that the downhill in Suleja. You know, it seems as though you are going down, but when you want to enter Suleja, you now start going up again. Can we celebrate him? It took a lot to be here. And also, Pastor Jennifer is at the back, or Mr. Jennifer, she's at the back. Can we celebrate her? You know, thank you for that sound. Thank you for that release. And also, Apostle Monday. Aha. Can we celebrate him? Thank you so much, sir, for coming. Thank you for allowing us join forces with you guys in this side of the world where a twin spirit is operating. But we are coming. That serpent is not the only one that can bite. We can bite too in the spirit. We will bite off the head. And also, you know, I used to see her like as a teacher as well. A teacher of the word. And I feel that motherly spirit in her. And she's a powerful woman. You know, one time she looked at me and she just looked at me and said, you have a pastoral grace. I was like, okay, wow. Okay. Say, are you... Say, oh, you want to be an apostle, but... can we celebrate Auntie Bosse? Yes, can we celebrate her? Thank you for that word that has developed a teaching stream inside. Thank you for that word. And also everyone, I can't mention, our drummer, Iskus, can we celebrate him? And Sam came all the way from Kaduna, can we celebrate him? You know, he's like my son of consolation. Like, the person that used to give me consolation, when everything is paining me, I would just call him and say, come. When he begins to just do some things and just stay around, at least I will be telling him, well, see this thing. And all of a sudden, the burden will go down. Can we celebrate him? And many others that came in from Lafia, we acknowledge you all. Can we celebrate another strong man in Maraba? They stay one side, they call Sharp Corner. There should be a cutting edge prophetic and apostolic realm coming out of that street. A man told us that this is a season where many people used to fall into the sharp corner. That hole has devoured many lives. And when I look at it, I was like, I will still come past here. But we cannot be devoured. Can we celebrate Pastor Favor? He's the pastor of over Shekinah Protocol team, right? Yeah. Can we celebrate him? Thank you so much for coming around. So let's break camp here. For those of you that may want to stay around, that you don't have a place to stay, you can hang around for just some minutes. We will get a place for you to stay. Okay, God has provided plenty places. And if you want to be sleeping into, maybe sleep 1 hour here, go to here and do another 1 hour. There are many places to stay. And in case you are burdened, there's a mountain up there. And there's a house there, so you can go and stay there as well and pray until you break the powers of the grave. Can you just stand up on your feet as we close the meeting? O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The Bible says the sting of the grave is sin. It is sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, let the name of the Lord be praised. Bashem Yeshua Mashiach. I just perceive the banner of the Lord being lifted. Come on, just lift up your hands. Bashem Yeshua Mashiach Adonai. In the name of Jesus Christ, the rock. The rock upon which we stand. The rock upon which we stand and cannot be shaken. The rock upon which we stand and we cannot be resisted. Before the altar of fire, the altar of glory. Before the altar of fire and before the altar of glory, before whom we stand. We stand before the faces of the throne. The faces of the throne. The faces of the throne that reveals the faces of our life and our involvement in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we just thank you. And in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thee, says the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, just lift up your hands and just say, Lord, we hallow your name. We reverence you. Thank you because death has been swallowed up in victory. Thank you because the power of the grave has been broken and our hearts are brought out of the grave. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, we will give a shout to the Lord. All right, we will give a shout to the Lord right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Give a shout to the Lord. Give a shout. A shout. A shout. A shout. A shout. 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 By your God and by my God, we have run through a troop and we have leaped over walls. And now the princes are responding to our voice. Come on, let's end the meeting with a shout. Give a shout to the Lord. All right, shalom. Greet one another and tell them the Lord has gone ahead of you.